USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Thursday, during a rare public remarks at the University of Notre Dame, warned against politicizing the Supreme Court. Mr. Thomas, the court's longest-serving member, said that the justices do not rule based on personal preferences and that the politicians should not allow others to manipulate our institutions when we don't get the outcome that we like. End quote. The largest GOP caucus in Congress is demanding the Biden administration turn over documents on its humanitarian aid to the Taliban, arguing that the payments to the group while U.S. citizens remain in Afghanistan amount to ransom. The Biden administration left Americans behind during the botched U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Protesters gathered Thursday at the Florida home of Brian Laundrie, who has retained a lawyer and refused to cooperate with authorities after Gabby Petito disappeared on the couple's cross-country road trip late last month. She's missing. He's hiding. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Most Americans realize inflation is costing us more. Everything we need, from toilet paper to gasoline, is hurting those with lower incomes the most. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The subject at the White House on Thursday afternoon was the U.S. economy, and President Biden says he's got some ideas for how to make it work more for everyone.
One that invests in this nation, creates real sustained economic growth, and that benefits everyone, including working people and middle-class folks.
Biden also urging final passage by Congress of a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure bill. He insisted all the plans in it are paid for. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democrat from New York, was hit Thursday with another ethics complaint over her attendance at the Met Gala, a watchdog group claiming she violated House rules by accepting roughly $60,000 worth of tickets with a table cost of $200,000. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An estimated 11,000 illegal immigrants were drone videotaped at the Del Rio, Texas entry point at the border Thursday. Now the Federal Aviation Administration, under the Biden administration, wants journalists to stop reporting the facts on what's happening at the chaotic U.S.-Mexico border. The FAA statement, quote, "The Border Patrol requested the temporary flight restrictions due to drones interfering with law enforcement flights on the border," end quote. The FAA failed to mention who at the Border Patrol made the request. Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz on Fox News is astonished how far the Biden administration will go to cover up the crisis that continues at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The drone footage started this morning and people across the country were horrified, and I guess the political operatives at the Biden White House saw that and decided the last thing they want is Fox News actually reporting on what's happening down here. So now the FAA is saying, please, no journalists allowed. That bridge is behind me, and I just finished going again with my cell phone, taking videos of what's happening there. It is the most horrific thing I've ever seen. It is packed in as a mass of humanity. They take your breath away because it just goes on and on and on. Infants, little children, people struggling enormously.
Media outlets that requested drone flight permission and clarification from the Federal Aviation Administration have gone unanswered at this time. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.